So I'm from Chicago. I was born and raised on the South Side, and very early I started dancing. My mom was a dancer, and so for a very, very long time, like that's been, my life, like dancing and expressing myself through dance. And then I'm also the oldest of three younger sisters, and my mom's also a teacher. So I have been an educator for a very long time. Like, kids are always around, and I'm always very fascinated by the openness, the honesty, the frankness that children like tend to exemplify. And I appreciate the co-learning that really happens when you're able to really truly connect with the youth and really be a teacher. So for a very long time, I've been doing those things, and then I realized that with that, it was really training me to be a mom, because that's always something I've always wanted to be as well. So now I'm spending a lot of time and energy cultivating my gifts as a person, reframing how I teach and how I dance and what it's really truly for. And then being an example as much as I can for my children so that when they get older and when I get older, we have greater possibilities than I ever imagined for myself when I was younger. And now I'm just really understanding and fully appreciating and accepting myself as an artist as well. Like dance takes up a lot of time. So it's like, oh, I'm a dancer. And it's like, I ain't really
Physically,
got time.
physically.
Yes, it's like I'm thinking about these things, but I've always liked art. Like every time I get a piece of paper, I'm doodling something. And I'm just a creator. I like to be like, oh, what can I make out of this? So having the time and space now, with everything that's happening, both on a global scale and within myself, where I'm able to just take a pause from dancing and teaching in the way that I used to and really develop myself as an artist, which is really just a divine vessel. Like, that's really what an artist is. Like, we're art, art is everything. Like, it's everywhere. So, but being intentional with how you use your vessel to channel beauty and divinity is what I'm really spending a lot of time doing. Of course, in the, course of doing everything else, like learning and growing. That's been a theme lately, like leadership. Like everywhere I turn, it's like, you're meant to be a leader. And that's a lot of pressure because that second definition of initiate is it's scary because it's the idea of like you have to start something off and not just that, follow it through. And then lead, meaning that there's going to be a path for people to follow behind. And it's like the idea of like, if you really care, you want to do it right. But what's been being revealed to my spirit, and I appreciate saying this from my mind, right? Oh, okay, boom. So being really of service, like a leader is a person who's of utmost service, and being like a vessel, a conduit, like a channel, a pathway to allow the divine energy, like God energy, to come through you. So that whatever you do initiate, whatever you spark, it's coming from a real place and being intentional space. And I do really appreciate how I'm the type of person that's like, yo, let's just do. Like, I'm just, that spontaneity is really fun and good because it's like when I have that divine spark and that impulse to do it and I do it, it's really just allowing that creativity to manifest beyond just having a thought or a wish or a desire to, create something beautiful, something useful for somebody. So, yeah, I think that just allowing that inspiration to come through and not like block it. It's really being okay with each person being unique, like for real, like I'm me. Like, so no matter what I do, it's gonna be me regardless. Cause I'm looking at these like broken up bracelets and being like, that'd be really nice on canvas, and just allowing like me and my experiences to just shine through. And it could be inspired by somebody else, or it can inspire somebody else, but it's always a thing of like, what is coming to me right then and there that makes me be like, boom, that looks like the sun. Or, ooh, that looks like a tree. And let me make some people to go underneath that tree. And again, really tapping into what I need to heal in that moment. So I think about one multimedia piece I did right here in this room, right there in front of the bookcase. I remember I had a whole bunch of like leather that another creative did, that he had like scratched from like a shirt. And I had like some jewelry. And I'm just looking at it, and I was just thinking about how grateful I was to feel my ancestors in that moment. And it's like, boom, I need to make something for them, like I directly hear them. So it's that innovation of, this is what you need for yourself, and these materials are here for you to transform them, because you're transforming yourself by making that deep connection with those people who aren't even physically here.
But the conversation.
Yeah, like literally like having that conversation with materials and myself and my spirit guides, and allowing that to all mix into what I create, and understanding like that's what is really happening, and just actualizing.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? This is Tamari T of Tamari T and the Electro Company, and you're listening to Invisible Podcast Radio.
Drowning in the things I see. Confusion all around me. Reaching for the sky. Reaching for the sky. I tell myself the reasons why. Pick me up, turn me around. Place my feet on rock ground.
Coming down. Everybody.
because when you're great or legendary, like a legend, right? Like, it's a story. And most legends, like, there's difficulty. So you have to allow those moments to happen in order for the alchemy to happen. So it takes that allowing of time, of divine inspiration, guidance, of trust to occur in order for you to keep going. It's that keep going kind of energy where it's like, I don't know where exactly. I have like an idea. I see a light. I feel some type of way. Something's calling me. And to really just see it through, right? It through and to keep going, I think it's what it takes, like perseverance. You wanna join us? And if you don't, you can easily go back to your room or watch Cinderella. So if you're gonna be in this space, you can contribute to the conversation or be silent like a mouse, or you could go somewhere else and have all the fun you want. So you get to choose, or I choose for you. Which one do you choose? Stay here, be silent, go there. Okay, I get a hug and a ugga mugga. Yeah. I'm gonna go with you, but I need to do what I need to do first. And where's your 4-year-old magic, Susie? Where is it? It's okay. Bye, 3-year-old Susie.
So we're home base, right? Exemplify. So, really one line to be an example. So, where does your inspiration come from?
All the people who were examples for me, you know, like, I really love watching and observing people, and like, it just brings my heart good joy when I see people be amazing, or I see people winning, or like, I see people like, just being the most brilliant person, or just seeing like people's quirks even. So it's like that, and it's like, when I think about myself, like, I can't even think about myself without thinking about all the people, like literally any human I've ever witnessed, you know, because it can be a slight thing that somebody does. Yeah. It's like, and then you just find yourself embodying that somewhat. So it's like that idea of like really understanding that we're all reflections of God and everyone's a mirror. And like, so when I see examples of that brilliance, and it's like, yo, I want to embody that. Like, one of my mentor teachers, Ellen Cole, who was a teacher at Ancona School, which is the first school I taught at here in Chicago. She recently passed, and I think about her all the time, and just the way she was, like her voice and her presence and her essence and her being. Her name was Ellen Cole.
Ellen Cole?
Ellen Cole, yes. And just how every child and every person and every parent just could feel her energy in a space. And I think about people who were teachers there, like, I had my kids come to the school before I was a teacher because of this woman right here. And just feeling the impact she had on children, especially like our Black boys, you know, when they get older and they leave her classroom, they will always go back to her and come out right because she got them together. And she had that beautiful, deep Black woman, strong presence. It's like, yo, if I can just like embody a little bit of that as much as possible to honor her spirit now that she's on the other side, I feel really good about just having borne witness to that, you know what I mean? And if I can exemplify that and someone else feels it, that's like, oh wow, I'm able to pass that energy along. Like, yeah. One of my inspirations is Natalie Days from Gullah Gullah Island. She was a mom on Gullah Gullah Island. Whole time, who she was on Gullah Gullah Island, and who she is for real. Like, I follow her on Instagram now, and she still. I'm like,
the boys are cheeky.
They're cheeky.
So, for the grand slam, what is the ultimate key of living?
Being in the present moment.
Come on.
Being in the present moment. Always and forever.
Always and forever.
Always and forever. Present moment. Yes. Yo, it's right here, right now. Right here, right now. If life ain't telling me one thing, like, but what's happening right now?
Yes. It was the best response
to me. Yo.
Like, legit.
Like, it's like I studied for an exam and you asked me a question like, yes. It was, I ate it. Pop quiz. I just read that on page 42.
Outfit already coming.
Yo.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.